Guys, it's In the Huddle. Carl Dukes, Jason Lacanfora, and Baldy with us here, always talking football with you guys. Again, follow us, like, and subscribe. We got to talk about the final hire. I made fun of this because I didn't think anybody wanted the job, but he ultimately takes the job, and that's Kellen Moore. So he comes in now as a Super Bowl-winning offensive coordinator. Baldy, we've seen this before, where guys come in like this, and they know what direction they want to go in. The problem for Kellen Moore, it's not that he can't get it done. He's just up against a lot of obstacles. Saints have a lot of problems. They're cap-strapped. Their guys are getting long in the tooth on the defensive side of the football. He's got to figure out his quarterback situation. He's the last hire. Fellas, what do you think about this hire for the New Orleans Saints?
Well, it's interesting. Kellen's dad moved to New Jersey when Kellen got the job in Philadelphia. So I see him in the gym. You know, he's a lifelong high school football coach. Highly, highly successful state of Washington. You know, he coached his son, coached all his kids. He's a great guy. I used to talk to his dad about Kellen. So, like, football's in his blood. He played the position. He's been in Dallas. He's been in, you know, the Chargers. He knows what to do. Not everybody has Howie Roseman and cap creativity to put that team together. No. So you're only going to be as good as the guys that you're putting on the field. You can draw up all the schemes, and you know, they got a quarterback situation. They got an aging roster. Like, they don't have any money. They're going to have to cut good players. Like, it's a tough start. So Sean Payton went in there and he turned it around.
Yeah.
You know, he had one great draft that really propelled him to division champs when he got Kamara and Ramchek and, you know, in Lattimore. Like, he's going to need some great drafts. He's going to need some creativity from Mickey Loomis and from the owner. He's going to need a lot of help. And Tampa is so far in front of them right now with what they've got that they better be patient with them. They just better be patient.
Well, I mean, it's not even just Tampa. Like, I think they got to catch the Panthers. Like, it's bleak when they get around to finally, you know, we're a couple days into the start of the waiver period, right? And a month from now, the league year opens up. Like, I talked to people in the league who are like, I would take a shot on Cam Jordan, but I don't even know how the hell they can extricate themselves from the contract enough to make him tradable and then be able to swallow the pill. Like, I think part of the reason a lot of people didn't take that job is if you got deep enough in an interviewing process, I think it became pretty clear to you that a world exists where you're playing with Spencer Rattler this year and you're playing with a roster. I'm not joking. And you're playing with a roster filled with dudes who are going to play in the spring league, right? Yes. Just filling gaps and every draft pick's making the team. Like, it's an expansion team. Like that's what a 2025 Saints could be. They've got to finally take their medicine, and I think they're going to take it in a really ugly way. Like, I think they're going to do whatever they can to get Carr out of there just because it just doesn't – we've seen it, done it. Whatever we have to eat is still better than playing another year with him. Maybe we turn Rattler into – maybe Kellen Moore can make Rattler a piece that we flip or a great long-term, like, backup. But that's on the table. So they haven't hit rock bottom yet.
So, but to your point, though, like, here's the other factor here. When you take the job on February 11th, every available good assistant coach has been taken. Yeah. So not only are you now trying to figure out what your roster is, but you might have to go through a year where you got coaches in there that you don't really love, but they can get the job done, get you through the year until you get your coaches. You know, like –
right.
Like,
this isn't even his real staff. This is his starter staff to get him to 2026, which will be a full real offseason.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great point. Fellas, as far as Baldy, I want to get your thoughts on the Senior Bowl because there was a lot of, you know, hype videos coming out that week and all the edge rushers. And yeah, just give me your assessment on maybe a couple of guys and what you thought.
All right. So, Jim Nagy has been a friend and gave me the field pass. So, I mean, Mike Tomlin was in the middle of every drill. Every single offense line, defense line drill. Mike was there. He's looking for players, but he's putting his eyeballs on these kids. I got to tell you, it's been a while since I've been in the Senior Bowl, so it's not a fair evaluation. But I think this is as deep a draft of defensive linemen across the board, interior defensive tackles, you know, edge rushers, outside linebackers. And I'm talking like NFL ready bodies.
Right.
Big, thick, strong, twitched. Like when we go to Indy and we watch these guys test, you're going to see some guys test off. I don't know if you're going to see Nolan Smith in this or Micah Parsons. But, you know, Abdul Carter is going to test great. You know, I mean, there's going to be guys. Like, it won't surprise me that if in the first 50 picks, there's seven defensive tackles taken. Wow. Like, this is the year where you could get two of them and you can start to put the blueprint of the Eagles together. Like Darius Alexander from Toledo, you know, Mike Green from Marshall, an edge rusher. Like there's guys, and they're all shapes. You know, you could get the kid from Kentucky who's like just a big old oak tree.
Yeah.
You know, 6'6", 350, just eats up space. Not a great player, but I mean, you just, if you want a space eater, let your linebackers go run, he's your guy. So I think, honestly, this and it's a good draft for interior offensive linemen too. A lot of good guards. I mean, Tyler Booker from Alabama might be the first lineman taken. And I don't remember the last time a guard, maybe Brandon Sheriff, you know, maybe you got to go back to Brandon Sheriff's year where a guard was the first lineman taken. He's just, he's what, in the scouting world, where it's just, he's just a clean prospect. Like, you don't have to, you go to sleep at night, you never worry about Tyler Booker. Yeah, you have a new regime in there, you need your alpha male and your online, it's Tyler Booker. You want to be a model citizen in your locker room every day, there's Tyler Booker. I mean, he's just that good. And I got to know him at the OLL Masterminds this year. Like, he's just a great kid. He came up to me, said, would you watch my Alabama-Georgia tape and just tell me what you think, Baldy? Can we go through it? Like, he just, yeah. You know, that's who Creed Humphrey is. That's who Trey Smith is in Kansas City. You know, that's what Landon Dickerson is in Philly.
Yeah.
That's who this kid is.